Chapter 1. Flush against the wall of the shed separating his teammate and him from their sworn enemy, Kurt Elmer Bannerman peeked around the corner, searching for a target. There was nobody in sight, but it didn't mean they weren't out there. There were plenty of places to hide, so the Tangos could be anywhere. Glancing at his partner, standing stoically beside him, weapon in hand, he cocked his head toward their destination. "We're going to make a run for that boulder over there. Keep low. Ready?" The response he got was a nod of the head and a muttered, "Yep." "Count of three. 1, 2, 3, go." Zigzagging across the expanse, they were almost to safety when he realized he'd run them right into an ambush. Shit. He blocked his partner with his bigger body, ready to defend with his life, and was hit dead in the chest by an exploding projectile. Stunned, he'd been caught with his proverbial pants down. He grabbed his sternum and fell to his knees. "I got you!" Cheers were followed by laughter and giggles as the Pritchard kids all came out of hiding and bombarded him with snowballs while celebrating 9-year-old Justin's successful throw, which took down the former Navy SEAL. Even his partner, 6-year-old Amanda, had turned traitorous and dropped her snowball on his head. "Ouch! Come here, you!" He playfully reached for the little pixie, but she ran behind her second oldest brother, 10-year-old Taylor, for protection, squealing the whole way. 12-year-old Ryan and his brothers continued to pelt Kurt with snowballs, so he let Amanda get away, then rolled to his feet and quickly returned fire, making sure he didn't hit anyone in the head. Their mother, Dana, stuck her head out the back door of the old farmhouse, which was no longer part of a farm, aside from a few chickens and one cocky rooster. "Dinner's ready. Come and get it." The kids whooped it up in unison. Apparently they'd worked up appetites, which were as big as Kurt's own. He knew Dana had made her famous beef stew, and his mouth was watering, just knowing it was inside waiting for them. Or maybe it was the chef who was making his mouth water. "Knock it off, asshole. She's your best friend's wife, and therefore off limits." While the kids ran inside, Kurt ambled over to where his old teammate, Marco Polo DeAngelis, was stacking the last of the firewood the two of them had cut up before the kids had come out to play. They'd made the trip up to Stormville, Iowa, yesterday from Florida. Marco from Tampa and Kurt from Daytona Beach. As retired Navy SEALs from Team 4, they were taking care of the family of one of their own, one of the fallen. Eric Pritchard, Kurt's best friend since basic training, had been murdered by an assassin over a year ago, in what had originally looked like a hit-and-run accident. Eric had been doing his evening run when he was struck and killed by an unknown vehicle. It was later learned that 7 former members of Team 4 had been targeted because of a mission they'd been on years ago. 3 of the 7 had been killed before the rest of them figured things out and the threat was eliminated. Kurt didn't know all of the details, as the resulting investigation was deemed classified by the government. But his former lieutenant and Marco's current boss at Trident Security, Ian Sawyer, had discreetly let him know Eric's death had been avenged. Justice had been served. Immediately following Eric's funeral, a bunch of his former teammates had put together a rotating schedule. Twice a month, 2 of them would head up here and stay at a local motel. They would then spend the weekend doing everything around the house and property Eric could no longer do for his family. A new roof had been put up, the main bathroom had been renovated, and the landscaping was tended to. If there was nothing pressing that needed to be done, whoever's weekend it was would do something fun with the family, like camping or a trip to Six Flags. Today, Marco and he had spent the morning making fast work of painting little Amanda's room pink and purple. She'd been making it known for several weeks. She was now too big for the Winnie the Pooh theme she'd had for the past 4 years. Kurt approached his buddy while brushing the snow from his blonde hair. "Hand me the axes. I'll put them in the shed. You're looking a little hypothermic there, Polo." "You think?" the man snorted, his Staten Island accent coming through. "It's colder than a witch's tit out here. I knew there was a reason I moved to the Sunshine State." Chuckling, Kurt bent over and pulled one of the axes out of the old tree stump they'd used, then took the one Marco handed him. "I could get used to it again. You forget I'm from Montana. This is nothing. A tropical heat wave.